When you find reality is yanked violently from straight ahead to the hard insane right, you know you're off the beaten path. Defenestrate Media and The Left Show present The Sidetrack with Jason Williams.
Welcome to The Sidetrack. I'm Jason Williams. Having a conversation with a friend in Washington, D.C. the other day about activism, organization, campaigning, and more. This person works in many different respects with both political campaigns, nonprofits, and even issue movements, and has done for nearly 20 years in Washington, D.C., and in several states. During the conversation, she said to me, it's hard to stay focused here in the Trump era, because one day we might be talking about the president's overt racism. The next day we might be talking about the shrinking of national monuments or horrible public lands and endangered species policy being bantied about by this administration and its cohorts. The next day we might be back to talking about the Me Too movement and some of the president's comments, actions, and accusers. And she said, it's difficult to stay focused. Every day there is something to get angry about, and there is a part of her, and I would assume a part of all of us, that in the background is thinking, we're all over the place. I'm going to make an argument here, as I did on this phone call, that that's okay. In fact, I think it's actually, at a certain point, necessary to embrace, because to some extent, there is an intent behind the Trump administration and President Cheeto himself to actually distract. Now, that's just politics, and if you want to approach that from a purely academic perspective, it's maybe even smart politics. Keep everyone on their toes. They never know what crazy-ass thing you're going to say next. It's hard for them to build a consolidated and powerful opposition to you because they're constantly scrambling. So that is a risk in not staying focused on one thing. But the argument I'd like to make is that being there to react to every day's headlines, every day's events, news reports on policy and presidential tweets, sexism, racism, horrible, if admittedly traditional Republican policy in some ways, and new shit that this administration is coming up with to top that, all of this ties together. And for me, at least, the concept of staying focused has become remembering that. Remembering that all of this stems from the character of this person and this administration that he has put together, and everything that built him, from the batshit crazy opportunism of the last 40 plus years of Republican Party strategy, politics, and policy, to a generation in its last gasp of political relevance having a fit. What we have in front of us right now is a president that embodies the worst of a generation that is fading from power and relevance. What we have in front of us right now is a president that embodies in and of himself not just privilege of the rich, the white, and the surrounded by power and yes men their entire lives, but we have in front of us a person that embodies an entire mindset that encompasses not only overt racism that's easy to spot, but the subtle racism of everything from America's education policy to how we fund public transit, if at all. Everything falls under this umbrella. And the person in the White House right now, and the majority of the party that elected him and defends him still today, or at very least ignores his worst transgressions, has created that. And they've done so because too often they've had a large following. That following is on its way out. It's not enough to say, let's let this die off generationally. No, we have to fight it. And that's why I understand the concern that many have about staying focused and not getting lost in every 24-hour news cycle, especially with this president who can so frequently, intentionally or otherwise, benefit from that ADD of cable news especially. I get it. I get the concern. But for me, staying focused doesn't mean picking one issue, like racism or sexism or education policy or the wealthy versus the common folk. All of that falls into this huge category for me of this idea and image and creature that I think can be best summed up as the old, rich, white dude who is about to be outnumbered, whose policies have been unpopular for years and propped up only by opportunity and the failures of both our political and public policy mechanisms. And you're now seeing on a national stage, hell, on a world stage right now, the presentation of these ideas and these people and their character, their identity, out there for everyone to see, being rejected resoundingly, day by day, issue by issue, news cycle by news cycle. The only defense that you'll ever hear from the president's supporters on this is, we won. Yeah, you did. You won an election. You won an electoral college. Your ideas haven't won for decades. The Democratic Party, I think, deserves a lot of criticism for that fact. But all of that aside, the partisan bodies, the mechanisms and institutions of our electoral system, our public policy generating system, the sausage grinding and more, to me falls secondary to what is really a culture war that's been won. And so in opposition to this president, and in the sense of staying focused, for me at least, it means remembering simply this president's identity entirely is made up of the racism, of the sexism, of the elitist policy tailored to the 1% and sold to the masses on cynical bullshit. And they're in their last waning moment of real power. And we can fight that. But wrap it up in this identity. Remember this identity. Everything the president embodies pops up in every piece of policy, every scandal, every news story. And it all ties back to who this president is and the character or lack thereof of the same people that have propped this horse shit up for more than a generation. So to me, that is how we stay focused. Another way to put all this, there's an asshole in the White House. We've all known this guy in some form. Whether it was the guy in high school no one could stand, the bully that could dish it out and not take it, to the person reiterating every mindless zombie idea their parents pounded into their heads because they just aren't intelligent enough to craft an identity of their own when it comes to their politics, to that frat boy in college, you know, the one. That is this identity. And everything we're seeing, every distraction, every new direction that we spin off in opposition and in anger at what we're seeing and what we're experiencing, it all ties back to that identity. So to me, embrace the identity politics of this era. Hate that identity. And remember that everything you're seeing stems entirely from that. And one day, As long as none of us give up, we won't have to deal with it anymore. At least not on this scale. I'm Jason Williams, and I'll see you next week.